I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The US Secretary of State has accused Russia of weaponising food in its war against Ukraine. Antony Blinken was speaking after Moscow pulled out of a deal that allowed grain shipments to leave Ukrainian ports. He said Moscow's decision would affect people desperately in need around the world. Speaking in his nightly address, President Zelensky said Kiev was prepared to continue exporting grain via the Black Sea despite the decision.
Everyone has a right to stability, be it Africa, Asia, or Europe. And therefore, we must all care about security, about protection from Russian madness. And the Black Sea Grain Initiative can and should keep operating. If without Russia, then without Russia.
The Russian government says the first vehicles have been able to cross the bridge linking Russia with occupied Crimea a day after it was damaged during an attack. A deputy prime minister said a single lane of the bridge across the Kerch Strait had been opened. After visiting the site, he told President Vladimir Putin he hoped that two-way traffic could be restored by mid-September. The UN World Food Programme says it's being forced to cut emergency assistance in Haiti because of funding shortfalls. According to the agency, as many as 100,000 people will be affected this month. Our regional Americas editor, Leonardo Rocha, reports.
The World Food Programme's director for Haiti, Jean-Martin Bauer, described the cut as devastating and heartbreaking. He urged international donors to help and said that the agency would need an extra $121 million by the end of the year. Nearly half of Haiti's population relies on daily food donations to survive. The country is going through an unprecedented humanitarian crisis, triggered partly by the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse 2 years ago. The political instability that followed his murder has led to a surge in gang-related violence and the collapse of the economy.
New results have confirmed that a drug which has been hailed as a turning point in the fight against Alzheimer's slows cognitive decline by about a third. The treatment, called donanemab, helps in the early stages of the disease but doesn't work in other types of dementia. Trials show that it could help people with the condition to carry on doing everyday activities for longer. Dawn Brooks is from the pharmaceutical firm Eli Lilly, which makes the drug.
We're seeing that those that are at the earliest stage of the disease across our trial participants are actually seeing an even better benefit. So when we talk about disease slowing, upwards of 60% slowing of decline compared to placebo when you're in that mild cognitive impairment.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. In the past hour, the Australian hosts of the next Commonwealth Games in 2026 have announced that they're pulling out. The Premier of Victoria, Dan Andrews, said the expected cost of the event had ballooned to more than $4 billion. He said he was not prepared to spend such a sum on a 12-day sporting event. Mr. Andrews said the decision wasn't difficult. A typhoon has hit China's southern coast, prompting the evacuation of more than 200,000 people from their homes. Talim made landfall in Guangdong province with winds of nearly 140 kilometres an hour. Hundreds of flights and train journeys have been cancelled. The storm is heading towards Vietnam, where the authorities have also been preparing to carry out evacuations. A small plane has crashed into a hangar at an airfield near the Polish capital Warsaw, killing 5 people. At least 7 others were injured. They'd been sheltering inside the building because of bad weather. The fire brigade says the weather probably caused the accident. Pictures on social media show the tail of the plane sticking out of the hangar. A spokesperson for Warsaw Police, Superintendent Sylwester Marzak, gave this update.
What we can confirm is that a pilot is among those who died. We're not releasing any details about the accident because it's too early for that at the moment. Further activities include an inspection, hence the arrival of the forensic team of the Warsaw Police Headquarters.
It's been revealed that millions of emails from the United States military have been sent to Mali by mistake because of a typing error. The messages ended up in the West African country, an ally of Russia, because people accidentally used its suffix .ml instead of the military one .mil. Reports say the emails were not top secret, but some contained travel details, medical data, and passwords.